Catherine, let's talk about what is new from UPL. I know in particular a new corn herbicide launch here this fall. Let's start there. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of exciting things going on at UPL right now. So over the past, I would say, 3 years, we've been on a journey of providing more unique solutions to the marketplace. And Intrava DX, our new corn herbicide, is no exception there. It's bringing a new AI to the market, as well as really targeting some of those resistance weed species to deliver growers longer residual control in the field.
Well, we know so many different weed challenges out there in our fields, and I feel like this changes every year. We have, you know, some of the common culprits, and then we add something new out there. You know, you hear about water hemp and things like that, but, you know, as the weeds evolve, we have to evolve our products to attack them, don't we?
No, absolutely. And I think that's really where UPL is shining with our Open Ag mission, which is all about finding solutions for grower pain points. So we started with growers are facing a tremendous issue with water hemp and Palmer. So let's design a product specifically for that and have a foundational product that specifically targets those resistant species. And that's kind of the what gave way to the idea of having Intrava DX as a solution for growers.
So for Intrava DX being new to the market, available for producers now, we look at it 26. What's the details there?
So it is, we did some soft launch activities this past year just to kind of give some growers some looks and feels, but we are fully having this product available for growers today. So we're expecting a pretty big year. And if, you know, a lot of what I'm hearing from growers right now is that they're looking at the combine or getting ready to get into the combine there, seeing a lot of resistance issues. And so we're excited to kind of leverage that, what they're seeing in the field today with this new product.
What other products are in the UPL lineup, maybe for other crops outside of corn? What are some other things that you guys have in the portfolio that producers need to think about?
So UPL has probably one of the biggest catalogs that I've ever seen. I often joke that UPL is like going to the grocery store. You can pick any ingredient off the shelf and we can create a product for you. So we've got a pretty large soybean offering, and actually this is where UPL shines globally. So we have our glufosinate product. We're actually launching L-Tech, which is our L-glufosinate product. That is pending registration, but we're excited about that. Preview is another one that I would highlight in the soybean space. So again, that's another foundational product. Really highlighting it's resistance Palmer amaranth issues and as well as water hemp. So that's going to be a pre-emergent soybean product as well. I would also encourage other to look at our rice portfolio. We've got a pretty wide breadth of crops and products for just about any grower across any geography.
And I think too, you know, a lot of the conversations that I do have with folks right now, obviously, you know, we're watching the ag economy. Farmers are looking at their bottom line, their ROI. And, you know, you hear some farmers say, oh, maybe I'm going to cut back on X amount of products. But sometimes it might be better to look at some of those products like UPL has to get a better return on investment. Because are you going to have more of an ROI by adding that herbicide or other product, or more of an ROI by losing yield in the field? And I know that's, I'm sure, a conversation you guys have with growers a lot as well.
No, absolutely. And I think it always comes back to return on investment. If I think about Palmer and some of those resistance issues, if we don't solve problems this season, they're just coming back worse next season. And so I think that's why herbicides having strong, robust rates, some of these active ingredients, and rethinking how do we better utilize some of our tools. So that's a strong pre-program that you could achieve with Intrava DX, and then following up with the L-Tech or glufosinate treatment, right? Taking advantage of some of those AIs and rethinking how do we use them in our total portfolio, I think, is where we can really maximize those returns.
Anything else you would add from UPL's perspective as we're looking into the fall and getting ready? We're going to start making decisions for 26 here pretty soon. Anything else you would add for folks?
No, I would just really encourage people reach out to your retail partners to think about Intrava DX. Again, this is a foundational product, as well as, you know, keep UPL in mind if you think about new solutions. So this is just the first of many solutions that we've got coming down the pipeline, really targeting unique combinations and really working with your university personnel and some of those lead agronomists in the area to deliver you better solutions.
And I'm sure if they don't know who their local dealer is, online's a great way to start as well, right, Catherine?
Yes, no, absolutely. We are everywhere. And of course, you can always visit UPL online as well to get some more information. We're always happy to talk to you and provide you those solutions that are customizable to your farm.
UPL's Catherine Ruddy, thanks for joining us here at the Farm Progress Show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, and best of luck to everyone.